Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf is Kedushin Lamed Vav. We are right on top of the Amid on the first line, Abaya Omar. Now he's relating to Isi. Isi was a Tana who told us that actually there's a fourth item on that list. You see, the Mishnah tells us that generally, mitzvahs lo yisase, negative commandments, apply to women as well. But we have three exceptions. And Isi added a fourth to the list, which is karcha, ripping out one's hair upon the death of a loved one. So Torah warns against doing that. We're not meant to express these excessive, desperate signs of anguish. It's not the way we conduct ourselves. So Isi says this restriction only applies to men, not to women. And the question was why? How does he know that? Well, where's the source for that differentiation between men and women in this regard? So Abaye says, look, I'll give you another explanation. In addition to yesterday's, which was based on the fact that the Pasuk specifies Bonamatem Hashem Lekechem with respect to this, this Leisaseh, and Bonim is only boys, men, so it's gender related. Abaye says, I have another source for Isi's differentiation between men and women in this regard. Abaye Omar, Hainu Taimu De Isi. We have a Gzera Shabbat. The Gomar Karcha, because it says the word Karcha by the Yisraelim, and it says Karcha by Kehanim as well. They're both warned against this type of conduct. So we make that connection. Gomar Karcha Karcha Bnei Aharon. Malahalan, just like by Karcha of Bnei Aharon, it's limited to men. Noshim Peturos. How do we know that? Because you see, it's in Parshas Emor, which begins with a reference to Emor Elakayhanim B'nei Aharon, only the men. And then the Pasuk proceeds to discuss being careful from Tumas Meis, and then goes on to discuss, not doing the Karcha, etc. So we're working with the notion that this, Pasuk which addresses Bnei Aharon, V'loi Bnei Aharon, is not just specific to the halacha of Tuma, which follows immediately, but it's a general reference to the whole parsha. It covers everything discussed in that parsha, even Karcha. So bottom line is, Malahalo Noshem Pturois, just like over there, women are exempt. Avka Noshem Pturois, likewise over here, by the Karcha of the Yisraelim, Noshem are not included. Okay, so that's Isi's source, to exempt women from the Isra of Karcha al Hameis. Now, just as a side point, and it's very similar to yesterday's sugi, we had Abaye presenting Gzera Shava based on the notion that Bnei Aharon mentioned at the beginning of Parshas Emor is a broad reference to everything in the Parsha. We had a kasha on that. It's almost like a off the tangent here. Then we'll come back on tangent. V'yisvirulon. If it's in fact true, your notion is correct that Bnei Aharon discussed at the beginning of the Parsha is really a broad reference to everything included in the Parsha that follows. Then, if it's Bekul Inyanu Dechsev, then Nishtei Kram Minei V'Teisei B'Kav HaChomer. So why do we need Gzeira Shava at all to connect Yisrael to Kehanim to exempt the women? I have a more simple method, Kal v'chomer, to teach us the same. V'ona amina as follows. Uma kehanim, since even kehanim, who have higher standards, more is expected of them, they have more obligations. Shir ribo behem akosav mitzvahs yisayros, we have many more mitzvahs that apply to kehanim than to the general population. And still, these isurim, by the kehanim, are limited to only men. Bnei Aharon v'lo bnei Aharon. Of course, Yisrael, ordinary Yisrael, and the Koshkin, of course, that Karcha is limited to men and not women. So why do I even need a Gzeirah Shavah to teach us the same? Answers the Gemara, there's a reason. We love Gzeirah Shavah because if not for the Gzeirah Shavah, specifying that we carry over the formula from the Kehanim to the Yisraelim, and we exclude the women, Havamina would say, well, Hefsek HaInyan. True, the beginning of the Parsha, references Bnei Aaron, but maybe it's only a local reference to the halacha that follows immediately afterwards, the Tumah halacha, but not to the other subsequent halachas in that same parsha. But now that we have a Gzeirah Shavah, what's the point of Gzeirah Shavah? To carry over something from there to here, from Kohanim to Yisraelim, which inevitably is a reference to Karcha, because Tumah is not applicable to Yisraelim, they could become Tumah. So that substantiates our notion that in fact Bnei Aaron is a reference to everything in the parsha, and then we carry that over to the Yisraelim, but we have the Gzeirah Shavah, we exempt the women. Well, Hashtanami, Neima Hefsek Inyan. Well, if that's a possibility to sort of cut off the parsha, then you know what? We can still claim as such that Bnei Aaron only refers to Tumah, but not to other Inyanim in the parsha. V'imashum Gzeirah Shavah. Well, what about Gzeirah Shavah? And by the sign, it's coming to teach us something entirely different. It's needed for a divan Allah to teach us the general parameters of the Yisra of Karcha, but nothing to do with men or women. Look at the sign, listen to this Bryce. The pasuk says, "Loy yikruchu karcha baroisha." So this is a pasuk by the Kohanim. Once it says "loy yikruchu," why do we need that repetition? "Yikruchu karcha," of course karcha. It's coming to teach us something. Yachal afilu karach arba v'chamish karchais. Suppose a person does, you know, 4 or 5 karchais. You know, one shot. Loi yechayev alachas. Perhaps he's only liable to one lav, to one malchus. Talmud leimar karcha. Lo yikruchu karcha. Singular. Every one is independent. Every one carries its own penalty. Lechayev al kalachas vachas. Why does the pasuk continue with bereishim? Well, obviously, he's pulling out here. What do we have to specify in your head? Ma talmud leimar. The answer is like this. It's coming to highlight the fact that, that's the location that we're concerned about. Because you see, there's another pasuk by Yisraelim, very similar pasuk, discussing the same theme. Vishon Emar, Loisus Gaidu, Loisus Simu Korcha Bein Einechem Lameis. This is by the Yisraelim. Don't do these things on account of a departed loved one. But it says Bein Einechem. Yochel Lo Yehi Chayev Elal Bein Einayim. So perhaps the issue of karcha only applies bein einayim, the hair that's right above the space between the eyes. It's only that area, you know, where you put on your tefillin. So only there is there an issue of karcha. Menayin l'rabbis kol ha'roish. What about the rest of his hair on his head? Is that included? Yep. Talmud leima b'roisha. The word Bereishim by the Kohanim expands the area, expands the location. L'chayiv al ha'roish ki bein ha'inayim. He's chayiv on anywhere, on his head, just like bein ha'inayim. Ve'en le'elu kohanim. So maybe that only applies to Kohanim because they have higher standards. Sheribah b'hem ha'kosav mitzvah yaseiru. Just like they have more mitzvahs, they have a broader isra of karcha. What about Yisraelim? Yisrael Menol? What about an ordinary Yisrael? Karcha throughout the rest of the head. Is that Aser? Yes. Through the Gzeirah Shavah. We connect Kohanim to Yisraelim and Yisraelim to Kohanim. Both ways, basically. Ne'emar kan karcha. V'ne'emar lahalan karcha. Right? So we have the word karcha in both places. We have it over here by the Kohanim. We have it over there by the Yisraelim. And we connect the two. A sort of two-way street. We carry over details from here to there and vice versa. Ma kan, just like over here, by the Kohanim. We've just concluded that each karcha is a separate chiyuv, chayiv al kol karcha v'karcha. And number two, it's not limited to the bein ha'inayim area. Rather, it extends throughout the entire roish, v'chayiv al roish ki bein ha'inayim. The same thing by the Yisraelim. Af lahalan, same thing over there, chayiv al kol karcha v'karcha, number one. And number two, v'chayiv al roish ki bein ha'inayim. And likewise, we learn from there to here. Uma lahalan almeis, just like by the Yisraelim. The Yisra is specific to a tragic incident of a mace. The pasuk clearly says that, right? It says, Likewise, the Isra by Kehanim only applies when it's done on account of Emes. And that's all based on the Gzeirah Shavah. So perhaps that's the point of the Gzeirah Shavah. Nothing to do with men, with women. So as the Gemara Imkain, because if it's only for this halacha, Nichtev Kro, the Pasuk would say, La Yikirchu Kerach Barasham, Kerach. My Karcha, why the extra hay? Shamas Meratarti, that's to give us another layer to the Gzeirah Shavah and tell us, well, we're also meant to learn another aspect of this halacha, which is that by the Kehanim it only applies to men, and likewise by the Israelim it's only a men Israel, not women. So again, Isi says, Karcha is only for men. How do we know that? Yesterday we had a Pasuk, Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. Today comes Abayi and says, well, I have another source, Gzeirah Shavah, Karcha. Here comes approach number three. Rava Amar Tami De Isi, I'll give you Isi's source. The Yalif Mibein Enechem, Yalif Bein Enechem Mitfilim. The Pasuk uses the term Bein Enechem by Korcha, right? And, you know, where else do we find a similar expression by Tefillin, right? V'hayu l'tetav es Bein Enecha, right? Or Bein Enechem, right? Different parashas of Tefillin, of Krishna. So, we allow ourselves that connection. Ma'ala hal noshem turis, avkan noshem turis, just like Bein Enechem of Tefillin is specific to men. As we learned back on the Flamed Dalet, we learned from Torah, right? Only by men. Avkan Hashem Turis here as well. Karcha is only for men. So this is source number three for Isi's concept. Now, why did Rava not go with Abaye? Why did Abaye not go like Rava, etc.? V'Rava my time alamak Abaye. Why did Rava choose his approach as opposed to Abaye, which was based on Kerach and Kercha? Karach, Karcha lemashmule. He didn't make a deal about the extra hay. It's just, you know, regular expression. It's not enough. It's not sufficient to provide source for this halacha. Babai, my time lama ki Rava. And why did Abaye shy away from Rava's approach? Right, that was based on the Gzeirah Shavah. It says Bein Enechem here, it says Bein Enechem by Tefillin, we connect the two, only for men, not for women. Amar lach Tefillin gufayi macha gamar lach. So Rashi explains, Kuleimar, that Gzeirah Shavah, Bein Enechem, it's needed for an entirely different concept. Where do we put on tefillin? For the location of tefillin. But tefillin says, V'hayu l'tetav es Bein Enechem. Square between the eyes? That's how the Tzedukim used to do it. Because they took the Pesukim literally. We don't do that. We put it up on the, you know, above the forehead. How do we know that? Guess what? From Karcha. We connect Bein Enechem of Tefillin to Bein Enechem of Karcha. Just like over there, it's a Mokam Seir, where hair grows. Tefillin is meant to be placed upon your hair. The Mokam of Seir. Right? Ma'la halon Mokam Sha'isim Karcha Begavish Arosh. Just like the word Bein Enechem. By Karcha, a reference to a Mokam of hair. Afkan Mokam Anocha Begavish Arosh. Likewise. Tefillin is meant to be placed on the upper part of the head, meaning over the forehead. Literally between the eyes, rather on the mokum where hair grows. And, you know, the pasuk is meant for that. The Gzeirah Shavah is for that. It's location oriented. It's not coming to tell you chiyuv mapturim, which is a totally different realm. And therefore, the Gzeirah Shavah is unavailable to source the halacha of karch. Now, ubein labai, ubein l'rav. According to both of them, who chose different sources, what about the first source, which we had yesterday? Hi, bonam atem l'shem alekecha. My darshibei. What do they do with that pasuk, which is now available, because they don't need it to source this halacha? Hi, mi bailuk. The sign is coming for a totally different concept to give us some inspiration. No matter when, no matter who we are, we're always Hashem's children. Hashem's dear bonim. Look at the sign. Bonam atem l'shem alekecha. Bezman shatem noyegim minek bonim. When we behave like loyal children, atem kriim bonim. Torah refers to us as children. Einatem noyegim mignag banim, but otherwise, if we deviate from the right path, einatem kriim banim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, we no longer have that title of banim. Rather, Hashem relates to us like a master to his servants, a totally different, you know, sort of a non-personal relationship. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir Omer, it's constant. It's non-negotiable. We're Hashem's kids, no matter what, no matter who, no matter when. Ben kacha ben kach. Whether we're in line or offline. Atem kruyim banim. Shenemar banim sechalim hem. They're silly kids, but they're still my kids. Another pasuk. Va'imer banim la'imun bo. I can't trust them. They deviate. They're not loyal. Va'imer another pasuk. Even when they're destructive in their behavior. Zeram reim banim ashchis. Another pasuk. Va'imer. Va'yibam chemesha yo'imer lahem. Lo'yami atem. Yo'imer lahem b'nei kelcha. Even if they're behaving so erroneously, they're rejecting me, chas v'sham. They're doing avodah zarah, still b'nei kel chai. Now, why this repetition? Why four times over? Another pasuk, all pretty much teaching us the same idea. Why the repetition? Each one is coming to add another layer in that absolute bond between us and Hashem. My v'imer. Well, v'chi tema, perhaps I would say, sichli hudi mikri. Vini, you know, in the first pasuk, it says banim secholim hema. Secholim is, you know, silliness, right? Lacking intelligence. So okay, even if they act silly, they're still hudimikri bnei. They're called my sons. But kiles buhim nusai. What if they actually, you know, they're not to be trusted. They don't conform. They're not doing. Things they shouldn't be doing. That's perhaps worse off. Lo mikri bnei, perhaps in that case, they're not called sons. Tashma, here comes the next pasuk, even then. Va'imer banim la'imun bam. Even if they're not to be trusted, they're off the track, still they're my sons. V'chitema, perhaps you'll say, okay, it's still not as bad as, you know, avodah zarah, ki les bohem nusa. They're hu de mikri banim. But let's say they actually serve idols. Ki polcha v'tzkechav l'mikri banim. They lose their titles. They're no longer considered banim. Comes the next pasuk. Tashma va'imer zera b'nei banim ashchisim. And Rashi brings that ashchasa as a reference to avodah zarah. And still, we retain our title. We're still Hashem's sons, Hashem's children. V'chi tema, perhaps you'll say, still banim ashchisim. Who the mikru? They're called banim ashchisim. What a title! But b'nei ma'alya lo mikru. They can never regain their former title of being Hashem's precious children. Toshma. Now comes the next pasuk. There's always a way back. Rashi explains, through teshuva, we regain our earlier status. Toshma v'hoyi b'mokam asher yom lehem lo'yam yatem. In a situation where we're so far off, we did have a desara, but ultimately we can come back. Yomer lehem, it will be said on them. Yep, look, they're back on track. They're back with Hashem. B'nei Keil Chai. That's the ultimate title. The children of Hashem. Banim Chashuvim. Our Hashem's beloved children. Continues the mission. We have some other activities which are specific to men and not to Nashim. Specifically, carbon-related activities. Hasmichos. You know, the owner of a carbon will place his hands and lean his body on his carbon, makes it personal, who represents him on the Mizbeach, so to speak. That's only for men. Batnufos, waving his carbon back and forth, only for men. Vahagoshes, now we switch to actual avoides, which are specific to Kehanim, and only men and not women will do these things. Hagoshes is a reference to the mincha, which you take and you actually tap at the corner of the Mizbeach. Vahagoshes, vahakmitzes, scooping out the mincha, vahaktores, being burning the carbon on the Mizbeach, v'amalikos, flicking off the head of the bird with your thumbnail, v'akabolos, receiving the blood, v'azois, sprinkling the blood of the carbon. All these are specific to men, kayhanam nehagim, v'anoshim, v'loi v'anoshim. And regarding tenufa, although generally it's only for men, but we have two exceptions, chutz m'minchas soita, right, a soita ishu who deviates from her husband, so she brings a carbon, and in that case the mincha is to be waived by the Isha as well. She gets involved in the Tnufa, Unazira. If an Isha becomes a Nazir, and both we say Shehem and Ifa, they're involved in the Tnufa as well. Now we have the sources for all these psukim, all these activities which are specific to men. By the way, before we continue, we have a kash from Tosfos. What happened to Hoylacha, transporting the Dam to Mizbeach? What about Zrika? throwing the dam on the mizbeach from the kli, why didn't we mention those? He says, well, haylach is part of Kabbalah, learned from the same pasuk, and zrika is sort of included in hazah, it's the same idea, so it's basically included. Next question Tesis asks, you know, why do we even need psukim? We have a whole, you know, litany of psukim coming up to provide sources. Well, you know, in any case, all these things are time specific. You can only bring a carbon by day. And any mitzvah cessation is man grama, only for men. So automatically women are excluded. The Yishlema says, Tosfos, I understand that they don't have to do it. But who says they, maybe if they want, they could. You know, they can, I mean, mitzvah cessation is man grama, women can do it. They can sit in the sukkah, they can shake lulav. They can do it. In fact, we even do those mitzvahs with brachas. Women can make a bracha, even though they're not really obligated. Right? So, they're part of it. Who says they cannot do that? That's what we need the psukim. The woman does. All these things, they make it puzzle. It says, the Gemara smichas, how do we know they can't lean? The chsiv davar b'nei Yisrael. The samach, we learn from there, that smichas is only for b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael samchim, but not the women. V'ein b'nei Yisrael samchas. Same thing with tenufas. Davar b'nei Yisrael v'einif. B'nei Yisrael manif, and only they do tenufa. V'ein b'nei Yisrael, but the women don't do the tenufa. V'ein b'nei Yisrael manifas. Hagashes. Same idea. The chsiv zayis teres hamincha. Hakrav oisa b'nei Aaron. Hakrav is the hagasha to the mizbeach. And we know b'nei Aaron and v'loy b'nei Aaron. What about the kmitza? It's a chsiv avia el b'nei Aaron. You bring the mincha to b'nei Aaron v'kamet, and he does the kmitza. B'nei Aaron, only b'nei Aaron, v'loy b'nei Aaron. What about the aktor? It's a chsiv ikturu v'oisa b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron. Hamalika, it's a chsiv umalak v'hiktir. So we have that connection between Malika and the burning on the mizbeach. Iskish Malika l'aktor, just like the aktor is only for the b'nei Aaron, Malika as well. Hakabalis, receiving the blood of the animal in the kli. It's a chsiv ikrivu b'nei Aaron. And what's v'ikrivu? But Amar, we learn in Maseches Zvachim, Vikrivu really is making the blood into a carbon, sanctifying the blood. Vikrivu zu kabbalas hadam is the first stage in the avoid of the dam. And the pasuk limits it to bnei Aaron, so it only includes the men. Vazois, sprinkling of the dam. Now, what are we talking about? The Gemara is not sure. Hazor dehecha, who's sprinkling? What are we sprinkling here? Either para. The Gemara is assuming perhaps. Is the azah of the dam of the paraduma? Okay, so excluding the nashim there, we don't need to exclude them. There's a pasuk about it. Elazar kasaba. The pasuk says that only Elazar, the assistant kohen gadol, can be involved in doing that. And actually, the machlekes maseches Yuma. What happens, you know, at a later date? The paraduma is brought in. Subsequent generations, who's going to bring the paraduma? So some say you need the kohen gadol, and some say okay, we have a pasuk that you don't have to have a kohen gadol, but you need a pasuk that even a kohen hedid is included. But certainly women are not included, so why even discuss it in our Mishnah? There's no chiddush that women cannot do that. Okay, so perhaps azah is going on karbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, idefnim, the ones that are brought inside in the heichal, whose dam is brought on the pareches of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, certain karbanos, par kayim Mashiach, par helm davashel tzibur. Well, obviously, Noshim can't do that. HaKayim HaMashiach kasaba, the pasuk says only a kayim gadol can do that. Of course, Noshim are included, excluded. Ella hazah de benoif. Oh. We're speaking about doing the azah of the blood of a chatos bird. And how do we know women are excluded? The asu b'kavachomer ben soim. It's by way of a kavachomer from the zrika of the dam of a ben soim, of an animal, of an oilas behema, which will teach us that women cannot do azah even of a bird. How's that kavachomer? Uma ben soin. Shaloi kava loi kain l'shchitas. Look, by animal carbon, who can do the shchita? You don't need a kain. Even Yisrael can do it. So it has that leniency. And still, when it comes to the zrika of the dam, you need a kain. Kava loi kain. Laza asai. Right? So despite the fact that it doesn't need a kain for shchita, it needs a kain for the zrika. Like we learned before, right? You need the kain for the zrika. Certainly the ben oif. The bird, shekava l'koyin v'kasay. The Torah squarely specifies that only a kohen can do the malika. Of course, ein edin, sheyikva l'koyin l'asa asay, that only a kohen can do the asa. So that's in general. And tenufa as well is only for men. Except chutz mincha, soita nazir, we have two exceptions where women do the tenufa. How do we know that? Amli Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer turned Rav Yesha to Rav Yesha the Dari, his colleague of his generation. So there were two Rav Yashas, Rashi says, one of an earlier generation, and this is the local Rav Yashya. Loiteisav al karach. Please don't sit down. Ada amrus liyoshlashmayit until you explain to me the halach. I need a source for the following halacha. Menayel mincha soite shetuna tenufa. How do we know that a mincha brought by a soite needs to be weighed back and forth? Menol, what do you mean menolam? Because the pasuk clearly says so. Behein ifas hamincha. No, that wasn't the question. I know it needs tenufa, but who? Who's going to make the tenufa? El tenufa bebal menol. How do we know the owner? In this case, the isha is the owner. That she herself does the tenufa. Something which is unusual. The isha will do tenufa. So Biyashi says, I have an answer. Tenufa bebalam menolam, asi yad yad mishlomim. But we have a gzera shava from shlomim. Ksiv ha'chav lokach koin yad ha'isha. That's what mincha soit, it says yad ha'isha. Ksiv ha'osam by the shlomim, it says yad av tevi'ena. That the owner, the hands of the owner, is involved in the tenufa. So we connect the two. Ma'akam koin, avlahalim koin. Just like over here by the soit. The kohen is involved. We just said so. Lokach ha-kohen yad ha-isha. So the tenufa of the shlomim must be performed by the kohen as well. And on the flip side, we say ma'al ha'alan balam afkan balam. Just like by the shlomim, the owner is involved. There's yodav to Vienna here as well. By the tenufa of the saita, the owner, the isha, is involved. So basically, it's a joint effort between the owner and the kohen. Okay, that has this work. They make a joint tenufa, a combined tenufa. Okay, that kohen maniach machnes yodit achas yad balam amenef. So the shlomim or the soita is held by the owner, and the kohen comes and slips his hands beneath, and they both wave it up and down, back and forth. Ashkechan soita, that proves soita. Nazira menol, what about a carbon that a nazira brings? How do we know that she's involved in the tenufa? Ashkechan kaf kaf mi soita. We have another gzera shava, because by soita it says v'nasan al kapeha, her palm, and by nazir it says v'nasan al kapeha nazir. We connect the two words, and we say just like by soita, the isha is involved in tenufa by the nazira as well. So in summation, generally, nashim are included in all mitzvahs leisaseh. We have some exceptions. Three mentioned in the Mishnah, and Isi added a fourth. The isra of lo yikrachu karcha for a mace, ripping out one's hair, chas v'shalom, in a time of tragedy. It's only for men, not for women. We have three sources. Bona matem l'shem lekechem. Abai is gzirashava. Rav is gzirashava. We explain why each one preferred his approach, and we concluded with an interesting, beautiful brisa, inspiring us and warming us up to Hashem despite our misgivings and our misdeeds. We have another Mishnah with a long list of activities that are specific to men, not to women, and tenufa is mentioned amongst them, but there we have an exception, menachas soita, menachas nazira, where the isha is involved. All the best to you, and atzlacha rabbah.